Track 9. Decision expected on Wellborn plan. A decision by Government Inspector David Hogger on our Wellborn plan is expected in the next few weeks. Mr. Hogger had been considering the plan and the number of changes, known as main modifications, that he had requested since holding an examination in public at the end of 2014. The Council had expected Mr. Hogger to request changes to the original plan that had been subjected to examination in public. Mr. Hogger asks for the changes to be made before he decides if the Wellborn plan is sound and meets with national planning policy. A consultation on those changes, aspects of the transport and affordable housing provision, the environment, energy efficiency and the locations of the secondary school and recycling centre, was due to be completed by March the 9th. And the responses given to Mr. Hogger for him to make his final decision on the plan. Wellborn is planned to be a major new settlement with supporting employment, retail and infrastructure, located to the north of the M27 motorway between Fareham, Wickham, Funtley and Knowle. Executive Member for Planning and Development, Councillor Keith Evans, said, "The main modifications requested by Mr. Hogger came up in the examination in public. They were exactly what we were expecting. We have made the modifications that were requested and have been seeking the views of the public on those modifications, so we can then provide all of that evidence to Mr. Hogger. We will then be looking forward to getting his final report on the plan. If the plan is found sound, then the Council will be able to formally adopt it and use the policies in the Wellborn plan to assess future planning applications for Wellborn by site promoters. The key elements of the new community include approximately 6,000 new homes, 97,250 square metres of new employment floor space, a high-quality place set in a green environment which builds upon Garden City principles, new district and local centres, significant new green infrastructure, and substantial investment in transport, including improvements to the strategic highways network and new high-quality public transport."